Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It's 92.3 The Fan. Tom Withers is in today. Always, always, always a pleasure to bring in Daryl Ryder. And of course, Daryl.
It's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Hello, boys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. How was that press conference today? Were you feeling it? You feel it?
Well, I don't know if we call it a press conference, but it's Tuesday in December.
Holiday
in
Tuesday. Yes, sir. Right.
Yeah, that's what that felt like to me.
Daryl, as I play requests, as all my friends, you know, sometimes when they listen and they see and they get, every once in a while, I get a text that strikes my eye from one of my friends. And one of my friends said, Daryl got this 100% right. When you're talking about what the future of the Browns front office and head coach might look like. Want to reiterate for anybody that maybe didn't hear you talk about it the other day?
What, that I think that Andrew's going to stay and Kevin's going to go?
Basically, yeah. But yeah. You made the point that, you know, show your work if you're Andrew and it's not there.
No, it's not there. And I do find it somewhat amusing that these guys were joined at the hip until now, right? They were a tag team, a dynamic duo, in lockstep, and now all of a sudden the guy
thought
that
partners.
Bought the yeah, yeah thought partners yeah I keep forgetting that data point collectors you know, and the guy that didn't exactly do a bang up job keeping this team competitive from a roster standpoint, it looks like he's going to be safe, and the one that had to deal with the mess and 13 different starting quarterbacks and an offensive line that's in shambles and very little talent, the wide receiver position, well, because he's only been able to win 6 games in 2 years with that kind of a setup, well, he's going to have to find new work.
Why do you say that, Daryl? Where do you see the rift? Where's the origin story to that? Because I've been told and have seen all along that this group seems to be aligned in more ways than one.
Well, I think that it started, Tom, with the Joe Flacco trade. When Kevin Stefanski came out and basically said, in no world did I feel they were going to trade Joe Flacco.
Took him by surprise, right?
Okay. He was completely caught off guard by that move. And then we started getting the reporting about how Kevin was going to be in demand if the Browns decided to fire him. Then came the reporting that, you know, basically every open college program in the country wants Tommy Rees to be their head coach, right?
Which, though, could just be his agent floating that out there as a, you know, a proactive, okay, parachute, right, if you will.
Oh, of course. Agents become league sources this time of year.
Exactly.
And then you had Bubba Ventrone come out, and when he's asked questions about the return game struggling and why he's going with Gage Lavard in that. He's like, well, that's what I got to work with. That's the best of what they gave me. So the roster is what it is, and that's what I'm doing. And that's just not the way it's been the previous 5 years.
Mm.
And so all those things add up to, for me, trouble in paradise.
Gotcha.
You know, maybe not everybody's on this on the same page all of a sudden. And I have been firm. I believe you either keep them both or you get rid of them both. I don't like the idea of keeping Andrew, firing Kevin. I also don't like the idea of keeping Kevin and firing Andrew. Like, I feel like from day one, these guys were they were a tag team, and so they should be evaluated as such, in my view.
Daryl, Shedeur Sanders needs to do what to be the starting quarterback next year?
I think he just needs to keep showing the progress that we have seen from him. And then also, too, he's got to, make more plays. We've seen the ability to make the big play down the field, but we've also seen the sacks or not hitting the windows on time and things like that. But he is a tremendously better quarterback today than he was when he took the field in the second half against the Baltimore Ravens. And he deserves a lot of credit for that, to see that volume of growth from him. But I just kind of – the Browns are probably going to have number two pick in the draft, right? Assuming they don't win either of their next two games. They're going to have, at worst, the number two pick. Maybe something goes their way and they end up with the number one pick. But there's two quarterbacks that are kind of being talked about right now as potentially top two picks. And the Browns are going to have to make a determination. Is Shedeur Sanders better than those two guys? And so should we pass on those two guys? The other part of this, too, is if the Browns end up with the top two pick, they're going to have three of the top 33 picks in this draft. Let's not forget that, because they're probably going to be tied for the worst record, which means when that happens, you alternate as the rounds go. So round one, they have the number two pick. Round two, they get the number one pick in that round, and you just go down the line through the seven rounds. So that is a tremendous opportunity for this organization to continue to stockpile young impact talent. And my hope is, and this is just where I'm at, because I haven't taken a lot of time to really break down and study this college quarterback class, which, by the way, going into the season was like supposed to be the cream of the crop, and now it's not as good as it was originally advertised to be, and everyone's now saying, well, 2027 is going to be that year if you're looking for a quarterback.
That always happens, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's the annual tradition, right, yeah. Tom?
Mm-hmm.
But my point is that you could still draft the quarterback and get two impact players, or do you just add the three impact players around Shedeur Sanders? Like, that, to me, is the decision they have to make. And if you draft the quarterback, well, Shedeur Sanders is no longer your future.
So how much? Let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
Let's pivot a little bit with Kevin and Shedeur here then. How much does this coaching staff deserve credit for the progress that he has shown over these last five starts? I mean, obviously, with experience, he's going to get better, one would hope, and he has. But how much of that is due to the coaching that he's been getting?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, I think we've heard the stories, Tom, about Kevin doing the one-on-one film session in his office in the morning and things like that. I think that there should be, some credit there. I think, though, they have to kind of have some real honest conversations, because I feel like with Kevin Stefanski here, and this is what I struggle with when we're talking about his future. Yeah, it's hard for me to defend some of the game management decisions he's had over the last 2 years. I can't defend the indefensible there, but I can objectively step back, look at the hand he's been dealt the last 2 years, and say, well, what did you expect? Number one. And then number two, the conversation that they have to have is about getting Kevin what he wants and needs. Like, he hasn't had the luxury of having the quarterback that he wants. And that's no slight against Shador, but that, I think that's a conversation that has to be won. Okay, what is this kid's ceiling? Would we have the timeline and the progression and our expectations and things like that? But also, can he do what the head coach wants to do offensively within the system? And I think that there's a part of it, too, where Kevin beats the aggressiveness out of these quarterbacks. We've seen that. He did it to Baker. He's done it here with Shador. And that's understandable. Most precious thing in a football game is the possession of the football, and you got to take care of it. But, Shador's an aggressive guy. Throw the ball down the field. Baker Mayfield, gunslinger, throw the ball down the field. Well, typically when you have those guys, interceptions is the cost of doing business at times, with those guys. And Kevin just doesn't seem to have any tolerance whatsoever for that. And I get it. I know I'm talking out both sides of my mouth here, but to me, the conversation about coaching future and the quarterback future and that, there's a lot of gray area in there for me, more so than it just being a black and white issue. It's either going to be this or that. I think it's more in depth than just a one or the other type of thing. And they need to have those honest conversations with themselves, and also too, whatever the result that comes from those, they have to be willing to look themselves in the mirror and see the truth for what it is.
Give me your thoughts on this week's game against Pittsburgh. I mean, obviously we're still watching to see if Miles can break the sack record.
Well, and depending what happens Saturday night with the Ravens, right? If Baltimore is able to win, that keeps the pressure on the Steelers. And look, I don't think we ever have to worry about the Steelers taking the foot off the gas when it comes to the Browns. I mean, they've been curb stomping them for the better part of 30 years. So I don't think that that's really going to be all that much of an issue. Really, I have two questions about Sunday. One, does Miles get the record? And two, how many terrible towels are going to be waving in attendance on Sunday afternoon? We had the blue wave from Buffalo this past Sunday. A couple weeks ago, we had the invasion of 49er fans from Youngstown, Ohio, right? So how many people are going to make the trip up the turnpike there from Pittsburgh for this one? But, if the Ravens win, that means the Steelers will need to beat the Browns if they're going to lock up the AFC North, and then the fire Mike Tomlin conversation can continue in Pittsburgh.
But if the Packers win on Saturday night, the Browns go up against the Steelers, and you're probably not going to throw Aaron Rodgers, that would give Myles Garrett the opportunity to set the sack record against Mason Rudolph.
You're really rooting for that, aren't you?
Menigan brought that up to me this morning. I was like, God, that's an interesting storyline.
I just hope everyone keeps their helmets on. That's all I'll say about that.
I knew you were going to say that. All right, Daryl, thank you. We appreciate you.
You bet, guys. Happy holidays. Yeah. Basically, it's a 14-day restraining order. So that means the original scheduled achievement of that $1.7 billion on January 1st will not happen. They're going to have another hearing to really do a deeper dive. One of the interesting things is the judge that had the ruling today is not going to be the judge, I don't believe, that's going to be handling the next hearing in this case, which is that's an interesting little tidbit here. If the courts stop this whole thing, I think that throws a little bit of a wrench into the plans, because the Browns were scheduled to get that $600 million from the state in February of 2026, which is about when they are going to have the official groundbreaking. The Browns have already started paying the city of Cleveland. $25 million checks already been sent to Cleveland to begin the payment of that settlement with the city. So this is going to be something to watch in early January as this court battle happens in Columbus. But it hasn't been stopped. It's just there's a pause, and they're going to take a deeper look at this thing in January and then you know, have a decision. And I got to be honest with you, depending how – whatever way it's – whether the state wins, whether the plaintiffs win, I think it's just they're going to keep appealing this thing until – maybe I think the Ohio Supreme Court at some point might have to get involved in this thing. But right now, it's just a 14-day temporary restraining order, so they cannot do the scheduled transfer of funds on January 1st.
Darryl, let me make sure I get this straight, too, because we've talked about this money itself, right?
Yeah.
So, excuse me, it's in the unclaimed funds, right?
Yeah, which, by the way, the size of that fund is over $4.5 billion.
Okay, so but let me just get this straight. If you want your money, go in there and get it right now.
Yep.
No one's stopping you, right?
I got news for you. They can do this, and there can be a run on the bank, and they're still going to have enough money to do this. Like, I don't see a world where $4.8 billion is getting claimed within the scope of this project over the next couple of years. And then, that money has been sitting there for years and years and years, and the funds that they're tapping for this, by the way, are like 10 years old already. There, you know, so if you had a check or whatever recently or something like that, that's not the money that's getting tapped out of this fund. And that's, I think, how they came up with that $1.7 billion figure. Is it's a certain time where that money's been sitting there for a certain time, and that's what they're dipping into, but also saying we're going to give you 10 years from January 1 of 26 through, I think it's January 1 of 2035, 10-year window there. If you have money in there, you can still file your claims and go get your money. So the notion that people are being deprived of money that's owed to them isn't necessarily true. And so, yeah, if you think you got unclaimed funds, Google it, go to the state website, fill out the information, and see if you have money sitting in there and file your claim.
And meanwhile, Darryl, since you've been so immersed in the stadium situation here for months, what seems like years at this point, what about the Kansas City situation? I mean, I can remember, so we lived there when Arrowhead opened up, and now that's, you know, it's become one of the most famous stadiums in America. And now the Chiefs are going to be moving to Kansas, of all places. They're going across the border. They got two states that have been, you know, bidding to fund this. And from what I understand, that's going to, I think, be 60% paid for by the state of Kansas. I just wanted your thoughts on the Chiefs moving in general and how this compares to what's happened here in Cleveland.
Yeah, geography, and you know this, Tom, from that region, there's Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, right?
Correct.
They're going on the other side, right? Yeah. And the location is it's almost like you flip the map over, and it's almost a similar location, but on the Kansas border.
Just on the other side of the border, right?
Yeah, from what I've seen from it. Look, this is the dome thing is the dome and develop thing is the new model of the National Football League. This is what every NFL owner wants,
except in Buffalo.
Well, but Buffalo also realized they're not going to recruit a Final Four or Super Bowl
fair,
up there.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, we're going to build a building that's for us and our fans and all that, and it gives us an advantage. But cities like Cleveland, who do try and attract the jewel sporting events and have been successful putting those on, you know, you're trying to compete with the existing domes like Indianapolis and Detroit and the new one up in Minnesota. But Kansas City, they're doing the same thing that the Haslams are trying to do here. The Washington Commanders are looking to do the same thing. Jacksonville's putting a roof on their stadium. Basically, every stadium project that is being planned, Philadelphia wants to do the same thing. I'm just trying to, off the top of my head, remember all these teams that they're going through stadium situations right now. But that's what these owners want. They want a covered stadium so that they can recruit the jewel events, the Final Fours and the college football playoffs and Super Bowl and NFL draft and the big time concert tours, so they generate that additional revenue, which I don't think they have to share with the players. And they want the development that goes with that, so that, you know, they not only capture you for the tailgate in the game, but they, you know, they get you year round as well. So this is the new business of the NFL, whether you, me, or anyone else likes it. It's the reality. And, you know, Kansas City's going to do this now. And so we'll see what the renderings look like. I'm sure they'll just be spectacularly beautiful. But Arrowhead is going to be hard to replace. 10,000 fewer seats, too, Tom.
Interesting.
Daryl, as always, thank you. Happy holidays, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.